present Arthur Lowe, John Le Mesurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Episode 12, Something Nasty in the Vault, featuring John Lorre and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee, John Barron, and Frank Thornton. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. Britain continues to be enveloped in the misery of war, and not a day passes without the skies being filled with the drone and whine of enemy aircraft as Hitler strives to bring this country to its knees. It is Wednesday morning, and at Swallows Bank at Walmington-on-Sea, the manager, Mr. Mannering, and his chief clerk, Mr. Wilson, have temporarily put aside their home guard duties at the start of another day of commerce.
By the way, realize what date it is?
No, sir.
It's May the 14th. Exactly a year since we first heard that stirring call from Anthony Eden for local defense volunteers.
Oh, yes, sir, so it is.
Exactly a year, Wilson, since we stood in this very office ready to fight to the last man. Exactly a year since I was appointed leader of the platoon.
Yes, sir, yes. If I remember rightly, sir, you appointed yourself leader.
Why do you always have to spoil everything, Wilson? Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Pike, what is it?
There's a Mr. West to see you.
Well, he'll have to wait. Tell him I'll see him in a minute.
Righto, sir.
Good heavens. It'll be open 10 minutes and people are queuing up to see the manager already.
Well, you know what they say, sir. No peace for the wicked. Yep.
Thank you, Wilson.
Hi, sir. Mr. West, sir.
Ah, yes. Come in, Mr. West. Sorry to have kept you. Ah, what can I do for you? Want to open an account?
No, thank you. I'm an inspector from head office.
Oh, really? Well, let me take your hat and gas mask, sir. Do sit down.
Thank you. Good Lord, what are all those army uniforms doing hanging on your coat stand?
They belong to myself and to two other members of my staff who are also in my home guard platoon. Mm. We're always at the ready, you see, sir. Fully armed and trained to kill.
Really? Well, I'll get to the point, Mannering. Your monthly reports to head office have been getting very irregular lately.
Well, I'm sorry about that, sir, but I'm afraid I not only have the bank to look after, but also the security of this entire stretch of coast, from Stone's Amusement Arcade in the west to the Novelty Rock Emporium in the east.
You know, Mannering, a lot of you chaps are going to be heartbroken when this war is over. You love being in the Home Guard. It gives you all the opportunity you want to dress up and strut about in uniform. Good heavens! What's that huge gun thing on your windowsill? What's it doing there?
That, sir, is a Lewis machine gun Mark I. We keep it there in the daytime. Covers the entire high street from Stedman Simpson's to Timothy White's.
Do you mean to say that you would use it to shoot at Germans?
If they came out of Timothy White's, yes.
But they might shoot back.
Quite probably.
But the bank would get damaged. Really, Mannering, this is highly irregular. You realize I'll have to report this to head office.
Ah. Excuse me, sir.
Sergeant Wilson, Private Pike.
Coming, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about this, Mr. West. But as the alert has gone, we must change into our uniform jackets. Wilson, this is Mr. West from head office. Mr. West, Sergeant Wilson, my chief clerk.
How do you do?
This is Private Pike, one of my cashiers.
Morning, Mr. West.
Right, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, what day is it today, Pike?
Thursday, sir.
And what plan do we use on Thursday, Sergeant?
Plan B, sir.
Right. Put it into operation.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Can I put Plan B into operation, please? You promised me I could last week.
That's what I like to hear. Keenness. You don't mind, do you, Wilson?
No, not at all, sir.
Right, Pike. The rest of the staff are awaiting your instructions. Off you go.
Thank you, sir. Attention all staff. Attention all staff. Plan B will be put into operation at once. All non-combatant members of the staff will proceed at once to Shelter A. Captain Mannering, Sergeant Wilson, Private Pike will proceed to Shelter C.
Well done, Pike. You know, Wilson, there's good potential NCO material here.
Yeah, yes, indeed, sir. Awfully good.
You see, Mr. West, it all works just like a well-oiled, smooth, precision machine. No panic. No fuss.
Very good, Mannering. There's just one small thing you've forgotten.
Oh, what's that?
Today happens to be Wednesday. Stupid boy.
Hello, Janet. Hey, you've got back a bit sharpish, haven't you? All clear hasn't finished sounding yet.
Well, my shelter's nearer the bank than yours. Where are the others?
Oh, Mr. Mannering sent me on in advance. I think he's trying to impress the inspector from head office.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the temper that Mr. West was in, I should think old Mannering will have his work cut out.
Well, I'd better get out of this uniform. I'll change Mr. Mannering's office.
I'll see you in a minute.
Hey, Janet!
What's the matter, Frank?
Here! I think someone's broken into the bank while we're in the shelters. There's a big hole in the floor of Mr. Mannering's office, right behind the desk.
Oh, and the strong room's directly below it, with all that money. What are we going to do?
I tell you what. I'll hang on here.
Yes.
Mr. Mannering should be back any minute now. Be on the safe side. You run back and see if you can catch him up coming out to Chapel Street.
All right, Frank.
Run as fast as you can. Go on.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Now, what shall I do? Keep calm, that's the first thing. Keep calm. What would Uncle Arthur do? What would anyone do if they found a hole in the office floor? Of course! Put down a red lamp beside it, stop people falling down. Yes. Yes, that's the answer. Some roadwalks down the corner. I'll see if I can borrow one.
I say, Wilson.
Yes?
Wasn't that young Pike running down the road like a mad thing?
Yes, it looked rather like him, sir.
Really, Mannering, what a waste of time. We've been sitting in that confounded shelter for 2 hours doing nothing. I quite agree, sir. But on the whole, I'd prefer to be down there alive than up here dead. Perhaps you'd care to come into my office again.
Yes, thank you. All we heard was one plane, and for all we know, it might have been one of ours.
Oh, no, sir, no. It was definitely a Dornier. You could tell by the noise of the engine. You see, it went...
Yes, yes, you're quite right, Wilson, yes.
Yes, it did.
It's a sort of high-pitched whine. If it was one of ours, it would be lower, like this.
I did not come all the way from head office to listen to a lecture on enemy aircraft.
No, of course not.
Right. Now, I'd like your chief clerk to stay, if you don't mind. There are one or two little... Good Lord.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, look. The skylight, up there, above your desk. There's a huge hole in it.
That's strange. I've never noticed that before, have you, Wilson?
No, I haven't, sir, no. And I can't understand why you haven't, especially when it's raining.
You fools! You fools! Don't you see? While you've been sitting in that shelter playing at soldiers, someone has broken into the bank. Quick, call the police.
Now, don't panic, sir. I assure you there's nothing of any value in this office. All the money is safely locked away downstairs in the strong room.
Oh, really? Then what is this pound note doing down here by the door? And this one! And that one!
Yes, well, perhaps there is something in what you say.
Yes, I'm sure there is. Now, look, I will help Wilson pick up these pound notes and you raise the alarm.
Right, sir. I'll phone the police straight away. I keep the local number handy on my desk.
Ah! And here's another one. Really, Mr. Wilson, this makes 12 pound notes that I have found on the floor already. How can you say that you haven't had intruders?
Well, I agree. It does look rather like it, sir. Oh, there's one or two more over here by Mannering's desk.
Yeah.
Wonder how they got there. And look, there's quite a few around here. Good.
Have you got through to the police yet, Mannering? Mannering, where are you? Wilson, where has Mr. Mannering got to? Wilson, where have you gone? Oh, really, this is absurd. What are you two playing at? Mannering! Wilson, where the devil are you?
We're down here, Mr. West. Look through the hole.
My word, Wilson. A lot of banknotes scattered about all over the place. Perhaps Mr. West is right, after all, and we have been burgled.
I think you're right, sir.
Wait a minute, Wilson. What's that under all those fibres? Good heavens. It's a bomb.
What?
It's an unexploded bomb.
Ah, yes, I can see you now. What on earth are you doing down there?
Well, we're not waiting for a bus, sir.
Look out, Wilson. Bob's slipping. Don't let it hit the ground. It'll explode. Grab hold of it.
I'm doing my best, sir. It's heavy.
Get your knee under it, man. Like I'm doing.
Well, if you could sort of lower your end, sir, we might be able to ease it to the ground.
Don't be absurd, Wilson. The slightest movement, this could quite easily go off.
Why are the two of you sitting there with that thing across your knees?
What is it, anyway?
I think it fell out of that plane. The one you thought was one of ours.
Good God! It's a bomb! It's a bomb!
Yes, we had realized that, sir.
But why are you nursing it like that?
Well, we're trying to...
Keep it still, Wilson.
All right, all right.
We're trying to stop it rolling on the floor.
Do you realize that thing could go off at any minute and do immense damage to the building? Whatever would head office think? Look, I'll go and get help. Now, don't go away!
I'm hardly likely to, am I?
Now, look here, sir. We can't sit here all day holding this thing.
If you don't stop jiggling it about, Wilson, we'll be sitting on a cloud with a harp.
Mr. Mannering, I've got your sausages. I just come in. That's funny. Mr. Mannering!
I'm here!
Here? Where? Oh, I get it. You're doing a camouflage, aren't you? Ah, Mr. Mannering, that's very good. I can't see you at all.
I'm here!
Oh, I'll give up, Mr. Mannering. You're too good for me.
Just look down through that hole.
Oh, right, oh, Mr. Mannering. Oh, there you are. You no need to go to all this trouble just to hide from me, Mr. Mannering. Well, I can see you're busy, so I won't hang about. I just brought you some sausages. I'll leave them on the desk. I know you like a nice banger.
Yes, but we've got one of our own down here.
Hang on, I can't see you very well. Let me polish my glasses.
Listen to me very carefully, Jones. Go and get help.
Blimey. Is that a bomb you and Mr. Wilson are holding?
Of course it's a bomb. Go and get help.
Yes, right, sir. Yes, right. Leave everything to me, Mr. Mannering. Right. Don't panic. I'm in charge now. Bomb in the bank. Don't panic.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Hey, what's got into you?
Pikey, what have you got there?
Well, it's a red lamp to put by that big hole.
Oh, don't worry about that now.
But I ought to tell Mr. Mannering about the hole.
I think you'll find he knows already. Now, look, I'm putting this bank under martial law. There's an unexploded bomb down in the strong room.
Well, what are we doing here, then? We'd better get everyone out of the bank. It might go off.
No, it won't go off. Mr. Mannering and Mr. Wilson are holding it.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Yeah.
What?
Now, listen, I'm going to clear everyone out the bank, and then I'm going over to my shop to phone up the bomb disposal people. And then I'll get as many of the platoon together as I can.
Well, what shall I do, Mr. Jones?
Well, you get your rifle and your bayonet and don't let anyone in this room except me.
Well, supposing the bomb goes off, what shall I do then?
Well, you just have to use your initiative. I shan't be long now. Don't panic, boy. Don't panic.
No, no.
Pike, is that you?
Yes, it's me, sir. Oh, I can see you now. Is that the bomb you're holding?
Don't ask stupid questions, boy. What's happening up there?
Oh, Mr. Jones has taken charge of everything. He's phoning for the bomb disposal people.
Well, that's some comfort, Wilson. Shan't have long to wait now.
Well, there's only one problem, sir. How are they going to get into the strong room? There are only two keys, and we've got them both in our pockets.
You'll just have to come down through the hole, won't you?
Uncle Arthur. Well,
what is it, Frank?
Do you think I ought to phone Mum and tell her you're holding a bomb?
No, I haven't said no.
She might get cross if she found out you'd been holding a bomb and she wasn't told about it.
Pike! Go and make sure all the staff are out of the bank.
Yes, sir. What plan shall I tell them to put into operation, sir? A, B, C, D, or E?
Any bloody plan!
Yes, sir. Attention all staff! Attention all staff! Put, Plan A into operation. All non-combatant members of the staff will proceed at once to shelter.
Hello, lad. Who are you shouting at?
Oh, hello, Warden. I'm telling the staff to put Plan A into operation.
Well, shouldn't waste your breath. There's nobody out there. And look here, what's going on here? Some wild-eyed lunatic came charging into the ARP post saying there was an unexploded bomb in Mannering's office. I'm going to have a look.
Hey, no. You get back. Mr. Jones said I wasn't to let anyone into this office except him. This bank is under martial law.
You can't bar me or something. Put that rifle down and let me by. I'm only trying to help. Blimey, what's that big hole behind Mannering's desk?
You stay away from that hole. That's our hole, that is.
I mean, it's a stupid lad. Let's have a look. Struth. Is that a bomb you're holding, Mr. Mannering?
Anybody says that again, Wilson, I shall go mad.
Do you realise that bomb could blow up half the High Street? Now, look here, this is an ARP matter, and I'm taking charge of the situation. Now, just stay where you are.
I don't know which gives me the greater comfort, Wilson.
to know that he's in charge, or Jones.
If you ask me, sir, Jones has our interests more at heart, I think.
You frightened, Johnson.
Well, now that you've brought it up, sir, I must confess I am.
So am I.
It's not only that, sir, you see, I've got this awful sort of terrible itching at the end of my nose.
Well, bad luck. Could be in a worse place, of course.
Where is it, Quaker? Where is it?
Over there, behind the desk. Oh, just down there, look.
Mr. Mannering, Mr. Mannering.
Oh. Yes, Jones?
Just to let you know, I've rounded up some of the platoon, and they're with me up here now.
Thank you, Jones. That's very loyal of you all.
Here, what do you lot think you're doing? No one's allowed in here. I've cleared the street.
Well, you're not clearing us out. I happen to be in charge.
Oh, no, you're not. This is an ARP matter, and I'm in charge.
Now, don't you come it with me, mate. I tell you I'm in command.
Aye, that's right, and I'm second in command.
Yeah.
Look, clear away, everybody, clear away. I'm Captain Rogers, bomb disposal, and I'm in command. Now then, where's the bomb?
Oh, yes. Well, sorry, sir. He's down there, sir, through that hole.
Yes. Are you two all right down there?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, well, we'll soon get you out of that mess, I expect.
Comforting, isn't he?
Who keeps the key to the strongroom door?
We do, sir. There are only two, and we've got them both on us, I'm afraid.
Ah. Well, now, the problem is, how are we going to get the keys up here, eh? It's tricky, yes. Very tricky.
Just a minute, sir. Yeah? I think I've got an idea. Yeah. I'll just pop back to my shop.
What have you got in mind?
You'll see very soon, sir. I'm just going to get my fishing rod. I'll be back in a tick, sir.
What's going on up there? Why can't you climb down through the hole and get these keys?
No, I wouldn't like to risk that. I mean, it might set the thing off. You see, apart from those two men down there, there's only a bit of wreckage holding that bomb.
Oh.
I mean, and somebody jumping down there could easily dislodge it.
Well, what would happen then?
Oh, the whole lot would go sky high.
Yes, well, if you don't want me anymore, I'll just make sure the street's clear.
Out of the way, yes.
Oh, look what you're doing, Marshal.
Stupid sir, get out of the way. Right, here we are.
What do you think you're going to do with that, mate?
Simple, sir. Just pay out the line down through the hole.
Yeah.
Then Mr. Mannering can put his keys on the hook, and hey, presto, we'll reel them up to the top.
Capital, yes. Right, stand clear, everyone.
Stand by, Mr. Mannering. I'm lowering my fishing line, don't ye?
Good thinking, Fraser. Try and keep it steady.
Aye, sir. Yes, this will be the most important catch I've ever made.
Right. I've got it.
Good.
I'm just hanging my keys on the hook. Right. Haul away.
Right you are.
Well done, Fraser.
Good idea, that Wilson.
Yes, sir, yes. Mind you, I wish you'd been a bit more accurate. I mean, look at this tear in my jacket. My best one.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Wilson. Fancy worrying about a little tear at a time like this.
Well, it's not me, sir. What's Mrs. Pike going to say?
Mr. Mannering, we got the keys. Captain Rogers should be with you any moment now.
Thank goodness for that.
Hello there. Well, I say it's made a bit of a mess down here, isn't it? Now then, how are we today? All right? Just get my little bag of tricks open. Then we'll have a look at your little problem. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, very nasty. Oh, yes, it's an SC-50. At least I think it is.
Aren't you sure?
Well, I will be when I've checked on one or two things. Now, let's see now. Circumference, 630 millimetres. Length, 1,095 millimetres. Yes, just have to have a look in my little book. I mean, we want to be certain what we're tackling, don't we?
Would be as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah. This is definitely an SC-50, yes. Contains 25 kilograms of high explosive, makes a crater 6 meters in diameter and 3 meters deep. Well, funny, I thought they'd stop dropping these small ones.
Is this a small bomb?
Oh, good Lord, yes. Yeah, they're dropping mostly 100 kilogram ones now. I mean, this Johnny only shifts about 37 cubic meters of stuff.
Oh, what sort of stuff?
Anything that's near it. I mean, mind you, I have a pet theory that with these bombs, there is a dead area.
Oh.
And if you're standing in the right position, all you get is a slight concussion. We wouldn't want to put it to the test, though, would we? Now, where's my stethoscope? Yes, I'll just have a little listen to its innards. Should be able to hear it ticking away melody, eh? Right, here we go. Can't hear a damn thing. It's your heartbeats are vibrating against the casing. Look, would you mind holding your breath, please? Right, deep breath in. Hold it. Out. Another, please. Hold it. Out. Thank you. Yeah. Nasty. Very, very nasty.
See, which one of us is he referring to?
Benedictus Wilson, he means the bomb.
That's decidedly nasty. Look at this. We've got a trembler.
That makes three of us.
Well, I'll be back. See you later.
Where do you think you're going?
Why, I'm afraid I need a special tool for this one. I'll have to nip back to HQ. Now, whatever you do, don't tip it. Keep the bomb absolutely level. Do you understand that?
Yes, of course.
Right, now, I'll try and be as quick as I can. Bye-bye.
All the same, these damn plumbers.
No, sir, I don't think I can stand very much more of this.
Oh, come on, Wilson. You must cheer up.
Well, I'll try, sir, but it's not easy, is it?
Hmm? I'm reminded of the story of the Australian soldier.
Hmm?
Arrived at the front line, and he was greeted by a British officer who said, "Ah, my man, have you come here to die?" The Australian soldier replied, "No. No, I came here yesterday." Get it, Wilson. It's a play on the word die, you see.
Yes.
The Australian accent.
Yes, well, it's awfully good, sir. Very good indeed. I do get it, yes. Thank you.
Mr. Mannering! Mr. Mannering, Mr. Wilson, can you hear me?
Of course we can. We've been listening to that confounded noise for the past half hour. What's going on?
We're going to get you out of there.
Mr. Mannering, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, what is it, Frank?
Would you both like a nice cup of coffee?
Oh, how awfully nice.
Thank you, Pike. You'd be most welcome.
One lump or two, sir?
Two, please.
No sugar for me, thank you.
Yes, I know. I should know that by now, Uncle, the number of times you come round to our house.
See, I go round, you see, for tea sometimes. So.
Yes, I'd rather gather that.
We're nearly ready now, sir.
What's going on up there, Joe?
Well, sir, we've rigged up a wooden device up here that's made from bits of wood. It's called a Donald.
It's not a Donald, you silly old fool. It's a Derrick.
Oh. Anyway, whatever it's called, there is a length of rope hanging from it, and I am going to come down now and visit you.
Not in the cottage hospital yet, Joe.
Right, boys. Lower me down.
Right down, Mr. Jones.
Take it straight.
Go on, Joe.
Lower.
Good.
Lower.
Right.
Yes.
Go on.
I'm on my way, sir.
Right.
Nothing
right
to worry about now. Right. Hold it there.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Well, it seemed to take my weight well enough, so it should be all right.
What on earth are you going to do, Jones?
Well, we're going to get that bomb off you first, sir. Okay, lads. Down you come.
Right, Joe.
Right, on that way.
Well, on that way down the stairs.
Don't you think we'd better wait until Captain Rogers gets back?
Oh, he's gone all the way to HQ, so he may be ages and there's no time to lose.
I think he's right, sir. Anyway, it's worth a try.
Right. Come in, lads. Come on. Mind how you go.
Right.
Come on.
Now, you will be awfully careful, won't you?
Oh, didn't you worry, Sergeant? We know what we're doing. Jonesy, you tie this rope to that end of the bomb. I'll rig up another rope to my end.
Righto, Jock.
That's it.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Oh, thank you, Pike. I'm afraid my hands are full at the moment.
Now, don't you worry, sir. You hold your head still and I'll feed it to you.
Come, drink. You scared me, you stupid boy. You're choking.
Sorry.
Are you ready then, Jock?
Aye. I reckon this should do the trick, sir.
Right. I'll stay here. You other three get back upstairs.
Well, that.
And stand by to pull.
Right. We'll give you a shout, Joseph, when we're there.
Now, what we're going to do, sir, is to lift this bomb high enough for both of you to get out and then tie it off. You ready up there?
Aye. Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready. Right, Jonesy.
All right, take the strain.
Right.
Easy. Gently does it.
Come on. Come on, sir.
Hold it, Wilson. It's spinning.
Right. Yeah. Another couple of feet. Right. Tie it off there.
I'll do that.
Right. You all right, Mr. Mandarin?
Oh. Yes, my legs have gone to sleep.
Well, sir, perhaps if you rub them, sir, it might help.
Well, don't bother about me. For heaven's sake, stop that bomb spinning.
Yes, of course, sir. What do you think you're playing at up there? Tie it off.
It's heavy, Jonesy.
I'll come up and do it myself. I'm going to go up there, sir, and I shall do it myself.
Yes, all right, Jones.
Well, let me give you a hand to get up, sir.
Thank you, Wilson. I'm rather stiff. Oh, that's better. Well, there's nothing more we can do.
Well, sir, I don't normally like to contradict you, sir, but if you'll forgive me, I think there is one thing we ought to do. Right now, sir.
What's that, Wilson?
Well, if you'll pardon the expression, sir.
Get the hell out of here!
Good idea, right. Come on, run for it.
In that episode of Dad's Army from the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier, Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, ARP Warden, John Barron, Mr. West, Frank Thornton, Captain Rogers, and Elizabeth Morgan as Janet King. Something Nasty in the Vault was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by John Dias.